It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Miss Kimberly, I have to tell you, it's time, lady. Are you ready?
I've been practicing all week. I had a pie team coaching me on how to make the perfect Tippin strawberry pie.
My friends, we're at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. You need to get over here right now. And I'm telling you right now, because Kimberly and I are doing the first ever, and this should be certified by one of those big world record companies, the first pie building, strawberry pie building, on the air. Now, we have Mark Boyer with us here, and Mark is going to give us a few lessons. Kimberly, I've been up since 6:30 a.m. You got to sleep in until 10. I had my pie coach. I am ready.
I had a team of pie coaches.
Of course, you have your apron on. Look at you right now. Mark Boyer, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Mark, so, I got to tell you. Kimberly, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, the president of Tippin's Pies. You know how to make every single pie.
No.
Perfectly. Oh, you don't?
No.
But you know how to make a strawberry pie.
Sort of.
Okay.
Well, Mark, what they're telling me and what my coach told me, when I put the strawberries in, now we have to flip it, and that's what Kimberly's going to have a problem with, right?
If only listeners could see the signals that Mark Boyer is giving to me.
My hands are up. I'm ready, lady. Come on. Strawberry pie. It's time right now. We're at the Hen House Market. Go online, because you can read the blog, actually, about the strawberry pie making from Tippin's.
Tell you exactly how to do it.
I copied and pasted a little bit with Tippin's on the Facebook
really?
Page.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You know me.
And you know what I think is really interesting? 2 pounds, right?
30 ounces. You probably were not in class today, but 2 pounds would be 32
Look at
ounces.
These.
But it's 30 ounces.
30 ounces of strawberries.
Driscoll
and
strawberries.
These are Driscolls. These aren't any old strawberries, Jasper.
Well, my question is, there's 3 shells here. You said 2 pounds. There's only 2 pounds of strawberries. What's the third shell for? Is that for the flipping?
It's for demonstration purposes.
Oh, I
thought it was because I'm so good. I
was afraid one of you would just goon this so badly we might need to.
I'm shaking right now. We're at the Hen House Market in Leawood. Come on and join us, because we're going to be actually making this Tippin's pie right now. That's right. Pick up your Mother's Day favorite slice of pie. Perhaps a whole Tippin's pie, limited time only. Tippin's strawberry pies, they're only $13.99 each. Freshly baked strawberry cream pies also. And don't forget the roses for Mama. Come on.
And look at those gorgeous flower arrangements.
Hold it. I got to tell you.
What?
They sent flowers. I ordered them through Hen House for Mama. They delivered them. Every person over at the HMs keeps commenting my mama about her beautiful flowers from the Hen House
Your
market.
Mama's spoiled.
She is, so. Thank you to all my friends at Hen House for taking care of that.
All right.
Donna. Okay, Kimberly, I don't know. What do we say? Start your engine? Start the strawberries? What are we going to do here?
I hope there'd be a bell back in the station.
We have a bell back in the station. He's all ready for us back in the station.
A few basic rules.
Okay, Mark.
Speed counts.
Speed, okay.
But quality is most important.
Okay. And when you flip them, does it matter when we flip these pies over? What happens?
We don't flip.
Yes, you do, Kimberly.
Go back to Costa Rica, Jasper, when we were picking coffee, competing against one another.
Yes.
Remember that, and remember who won.
Oh, Kimberly,
Sophie,
you want to start? Sophie won, yes. Look, you already got the strawberries in your hand. Can we do that?
On your mark.
Okay. Here we go, my friends.
Get set. Go.
All right, here we go. I put the first strawberry in, the second, and the third. I'm going around the corner, Miss Kimberly. Look at this. You're not doing it right, Kimberly. You have to build. You have to make them straight up. You have to put them high, baby, high. Look at this. Oh, Jasper's going to do this one.
I think it's illegal for you to do your own play-by-play. Can I just say that?
Well, Kimberly, this is not fair. I mean, look, everybody's staring at us right now. They want to see who's going to win this. Oh, you're behind, Miss Kimberly. You're behind.
Really?
You can't talk and
Remember,
make strawberries at the same
counts.
Time. That's right, Kimberly.
Kimberly, you are behind.
I am.
Pick it up.
Because I am a professional. I am the chef. I am the strawberry king.
30 ounces of strawberries.
Look at that.
And then when you get those done, now you need to add approximately 11 ounces of glaze.
And I know what 11 ounces is, because it's a 4-ounce scooper. And here we go.
Oh, Kimberly's catching up.
Oh, look at that. What if I put like an extra ounce? Will I get an extra credit on that?
No, but it sure will taste good.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go, my
friend. Do we get to take home our pies, Mark?
Well, I don't know.
Why don't you just knock me out, Miss Kimberly? Now, here comes – we're both about tied right now.
Yeah.
Now I have the whipped cream.
Neck. Okay. And now a border around the outside, a generous border of whipped cream around the outside. Oh, Kimberly, you haven't done that before.
You know what? I have used –
squeeze up here.
Yeah.
No. I'm not even starting my design yet. Wait till this. Wait till you see this, guys. Wait a second. I'm going to take a little break here and have a little water and a little soda pop or something. Maybe too much whipped cream. I don't know. Let me put a little here. It looks like the winner has already been determined.
That's pretty. I have to admit, Jeff.
Oh, that's not fair. I won. I won fair and square. Kimberly, stop.
I don't have the
Kimberly,
technique.
Hold the bag like this. Look.
All right.
And then go. Then you just pipe it. Look.
Obviously, I didn't. My pie coach didn't have
me. So in the bakery, we would call that a train wreck, but it'd be really
a train
good.
Wreck.
That's
Mark
what
Boyer.
I am.
Well, Kimberly, all this coaching, all the money you spent this week, you really should have put it toward, I don't know what. Toward what? Something else. I don't want to get in trouble for saying like music
my
lessons.
My trip to Cuba?
Trip to Cuba. Do you think we'll have some strawberry? Is this a match? It was prettier, Kimberly, until someone put something on top of that.
Mark, this was so much fun. How much do these puppies weigh then with the pie crust, with the glaze?
I think about 45 ounces. I don't 45 know
45
exactly.
ounce pie. And this is going to be on Mrs. Morabili's Mother's Day table tomorrow.
I could sell you mine, too.
Oh, the first ever, my friend. There you go. The first ever strawberry pie making contest. I will tell you, up until the whipped cream, Kimberly, we are going.
Neck on neck.
Yeah, neck and neck, lady.
I just wish I had a coffee cherry to spit on your back.
Oh, thanks a lot, Miss Kimberly and Danny O'Neill with their little games.
Mark, this was so much fun.
Mark, this was excellent.
Can we build a French silk next week?
No.
Okay.
What are you just looking for something? French silk? They just want to eat something. Do you mind if we leave these here and maybe put little cups out here? And let
I
some,
think we need to sample
because
these.
Because we have a little
we
audience here and some
these.
Certain ladies and fans of ours yeah. have been standing around for some strawberry pie, I'll tell you that. My friends, we're at the Hen House Market. You need to come over here right now because I'm telling you, this may be the show of the century, Kimberly. It's a special edition Mother's Day live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market. How about it?
Woohoo!
Woohoo is right. And Kimberly, you know what? I have to tell you something else. I did not realize when you're shopping through the store today, everything that's ready here, prepared foods for Mother's Day. So maybe you want to bring something home to Mama. Maybe you don't have time in the kitchen tomorrow, or you know you want to get something quick. It's here.
Let Hen House cook and clean for you.
Oh, and I'm talking about T-bone steaks. I'm talking about fresh salmon. And, of course, Kimberly, just for you, Mr. Bill Esch has it for you.
My BOGO.
That's right. Baby back ribs this
Ooh.
Week, lady. And don't forget all the fresh strawberries here. The new crop has arrived. And, of course, tipping strawberry pie. We are live from Jasper's Kitchen making pies, strawberry pies, live right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. Nice pie.
Kimberly, that must be our music.
For the Kaufman Center.
That's right. You have an interview that's coming up. We're live from the show today, lady.
And we just made show-stopping strawberry pies. Mine's the Jackson Pollock pie. Yours is the Perfect Chef's pie.
Wait, no. Look who's making the most beautiful pie right now.
Mark Boyer's wife, Anita.
Is that beautiful?
You need to hire her.
How about it? Well, Kimberly, right now we're at the Hen House Market, but we're going to talk to a certain lady who's going to give us a little hint about what's coming up on May 26th.
And we love Kate Lesner. You are the – what's your official title here at Hen House?
Wellness coach.
You're kind of like Julie the cruise director. That's a show that you don't even remember. You're way too young. Love Boat. But you are. You're kind of the one that bounces around the store. You have fun with nutrition, fun helping people.
Listen to Captain Stubby over here talking.
Anyway, but we've got something really fun to talk about today.
Yes. So I'm not going to be as fun as pie building. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just...
That's a tough one to follow
up. It is really tough. But on May 26th, it's a Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we have a bus coming to the store. Mm-hmm. It's the products Enjoy Life. And they are a company that is allergen-free of the top eight allergens.
Wow.
So, I mean, kids are having, you know, more issues with allergens.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yes. So the top eight. So free from those, and so it's safe to bring to school, which is a huge issue.
Listen to Kimberly opening up her snack. You're going to be given free snacks, allergy-free snacks that day.
Yeah. Yep. So they're going to be demoing, sampling products, giving away coupons, hyping it up. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. Kimberly.
I just ate this baked chewy bar caramel apple. It's the real deal.
Yeah, they're delicious. They're great products.
Okay, I have to taste this.
So on May 26th, it's a Friday.
Yep.
And what time will the bus be here?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And free snacks.
Free snacks.
Oh, allergen free.
Yeah.
Love
Kimberly,
it.
I can get into these.
Mmm. Look
at Jasper. Kate, thank you all for coming by today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having
me. You can come by every week and talk to me. Kimberly, I'll tell you what.
What?
It's always a delicious show. Making strawberry pie for Mother's Day, but you can come here to Hen House right now and have the pie made for you.
That's right. You don't have to make it.
And not by Kimberly. Look,
no.
Mark Borger's wife is actually going to sell her pie. Our pie, well, it's going to be on display there for people just to walk by and laugh at.
This is not what you do.
No, it's not. Well, Kimberly, we have such a delicious interview coming up right now. The Kauffman Center in Kansas City, that's something else.
They have a special dining experience. You don't even have to have a ticket to a performance. Chef Laura Comer is going to talk to us. This would be a great last-minute Mother's Day gift.
Well, take it away.
Sempre onorabile, leggiadro viso, in pianto in riso, e ben sogliero. La donna è mobile, al più malventa, muta l'accento.
Kimberly, I don't know about you, lady, but when I have Poda cream in front of me, I'm not doing anything else but eating. Now, you take the opening of this show.
I haven't had it. I just cut into it. It is gorgeous.
Sorry.
We are so lucky to have Executive Chef Laura Comer, who is with the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, and she heads the Kauffman Center Dining Experience. It's something that's open every time they have a show. You don't have to have a ticket to actually go to the show. Of course, you pay for dinner. But it's one of the most unique dining experiences in town, I think, Laura.
I really appreciate that, and thank you all for having me here today.
You're welcome.
But we have a really fun experience. It's a prefix menu, three courses for $33. You get to choose. There's 3 to 4 options in every course, so you can choose from each one. And then we're open about 5 o'clock every day before performances.
Kimberly, look at these dishes that Laura brought in. I mean, I'm serious. I've seen a lot of chefs come in here. But when you bring Hatfield's beef in here...
You pay attention, don't you,
Jay? A little pate and this poured cream with a homemade marshmallow. Oh, my gosh. This is dangerous. And the brittle.
And
brittle. Oh, I can get that. Oh, you take it, Kim. Come on.
It's gorgeous food. I mean, it befits the venue in which it's served.
Thank you. So, that was really our goal. And again, our big thing is to incorporate a lot of local farms, too, because Kauffman is so representative of Kansas City.
Right.
So we really wanted to take that and run with it. So we use a lot of local farms, and we try to also make our dishes emulate the beauty of the Kauffman Center.
And you just introduced some dishes.
Uh-huh.
Are any of these some of the ones you introduced? Are these on the regular menu?
We actually change every season. It completely overhauls. So we do 3 total menu overhauls a year.
Yeah.
So this just started our spring, early summer season.
Well, describe this. I guess you would call it a salad with the Hatfield beef.
Right, well, with the Hatfield beef, that is our ancho chili rubbed flat iron steak. So we make our own homemade ancho rub for it, and it's served with a citrus farro, chimichurri sauce, and some charred heirloom tomatoes.
So it's kind of a deconstructed salad in a way.
Almost, yeah. This is one of our entrees.
Entree.
So, but we were, again, looking for, like, we've also got a partnership with St. Luke's. So we do try to focus on some healthful dishes as well.
Well, tell us, too, about the terrine, vegetable terrine that you brought in, because that's gorgeous.
Thank you. Terrine is highlighting a lot of vegetables. So it is a vegetarian dish. It has some whipped honey goat cheese, roasted squash and zucchini, and then we make a tomato water that we set to make the terrine hold together and wrap it in cucumbers.
Now, Kimberly, we skipped something here. What? Not to say Laura didn't bring it in, but I'm looking at the menu. Lemon casserici. Casserici is my favorite pasta.
Oh, excellent.
Casserici is made at home. But here's the best. She does it with burrata. Fresh local asparagus, preserved strawberries, sweet peas, and basil. Then you have Cornish hen on the menu.
Yes.
And also lamb. Oh.
Spring is the time for lamb, right?
Yeah. You know, for a chef, I have to say myself also,
Aren't you more inspired in springtime than any time of year?
Absolutely, and I've said it so many times. After our cold kind of gray winters,
exactly.
You feel like I want color and I want light and I want life and springtime gardens, and that was definitely the inspiration.
Kimberly, don't you love her voice?
I love her voice. Now, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. We asked Laura what your background is. She was actually trained classically in voice at the conservatory at UMKC.
There you go.
And then you went out to L.A.,
yes.
Right? To get your chef's training.
Got my culinary degree out there at Le Cordon Bleu in Pasadena.
So you are in the perfect venue in Kansas City.
It's really
perfect.
Like the marriage of both worlds. It's
give
perfect
for me.
Give
a speak up on the stage. No one's in there.
I really want to. I've been trying to.
No one in the afternoon. You could do it. Come
right.
on.
Well, you know, Carter Holton, the pastry chef in town, he sings opera quite often.
I didn't realize.
At Le Fou Frog.
He'll, yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe you could break out in song. You know.
A lot of people have suggested. So.
Can we do something now?
I'm a little sick right now,
okay.
So it's kind of hard.
I just had to put her on the spot.
I would if anything would come out,
no.
But I'm pretty hoarse.
Well, you know, it's got to be pretty daunting, though, because you are in one of the most celebrated performing arts center in the country.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
And you get people from all over the world who come in to see, you know, various shows, the symphony, the ballet, the lyric. And putting out wonderful, beautiful meals like this. I mean, you're under some pressure there.
Definitely. And like I said, we want the food to match the venue.
Yeah.
We want people to feel like this is really an experience you're having here, and it's a special occasion place, and that the food should totally reflect your evening that you're coming to the Kauffman Center for.
So do people need to make reservations? Can you just walk in the night of a performance?
We do accept walk-ins, but we would highly recommend reservations.
Okay, and you can go online to thekauffmancenter.org. And there's drop-down box, I think,
yes.
For the center experience.
Yes, and we're also on open table.
Yeah.
Can we talk more about this Potter cream?
I knew you were going to get to that.
But wait.
Yes.
I mean, it's milk chocolate custard, smoked vanilla bean. This is not just your average Potter cream. But Kimberly, you missed out on this. Are
what?
You looking at the menu?
Yeah.
Carrot cake ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
Cream cheese ice cream, pineapple curd, mint gel, and pecan praline. I'm going just for the desserts. I'm
absolutely.
Sorry.
And desserts are a special passion of mine. I was a pastry chef for a long time.
Oh, I could
so
tell.
I definitely.
And this is all inspired. This is your menu.
Yes. It's a collaborative effort. Like I have my full team is the reason why we're able to put out so much beautiful food. So we get a lot of inspiration because everybody in the kitchen has a special strength, and
sure.
We definitely like to play on that.
Wow.
So what is coming up? I guess Mother's Day. You've got a Mother's Day brunch,
oh,
May
wow.
14th.
Yes, we do.
And so of course, no walk-ins for that, I assume. Reservations
it's, it
only.
It is reservations, yes.
Right? And I love this. $35 per person for members, $45 per person for non-members, $10 per child, 12 and under. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And you've got this beautiful setting. So where do people eat?
It's actually going to be in Brandmeier Great Hall. So that
okay.
big, beautiful hall that you go into when you enter the Kauffman Center to go to the theaters, that's where it's going to be out there.
Okay.
So you have a great view of the city. And we'll have an omelet station and homemade pastries, prime rib, smoked salmon. It'll be quite the array of foods.
Will you be doing the craft cocktails?
I believe so, yes.
What a list.
Will there be music?
Yes, there will be live music. Yeah.
Maybe that's your opportunity, Laura.
There we go. I'll just get out there.
So will you have a new summer menu then? Or
actually, summer's a little bit slower. So we are going to go spring to early summer.
Okay.
And then August 1st, we're going to start a late summer fall menu.
Okay.
I'll bet you do some local heirloom tomatoes on that.
Oh, definitely.
So. We have got to go down there, Kimberly.
So living here, working here, and having all of the local food artisans and purveyors at your doorstep is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's that helps inspire our menu. Again, you'll see a lot of it's very seasonal. So it's what can I get? What's amazing this
sure.
time of year? And that's how we start our menu process.
Yeah. Do other performing arts centers in the country have programs similar to this?
A lot of them vary. A lot of them are kind of a different beast.
Right.
It just depends. Each performing arts center is different. Mm-hmm. The Met has in New York, at Lincoln Center, you mm-hmm. can go and dine there at the Grand Tier. And then Miami Arch Center has one as well, the Disney Symphony Hall. So a lot of the big, really well-known ones do have dining experiences paired.
Well, Kansas City's lucky, Jasper, once again.
I'll tell you something. It's a dining experience like no other. Of course, the most beautiful experience is at the Kauffman Center for Performing Arts. And the food matches the design of the building. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you.
And, of course, what's playing. I mean, and I love the menu because it's done in three acts.
Yes.
But we didn't talk about, but we got to get on with this. Small plates also.
Yes, we have, if you would just want to come in and enjoy some small bites, or if you just like to have an appetizer before your three course, we do have charcuterie boards, artisan cheeses. We make a house-baked brie with our own kumquat marmalade that we make. So.
Oh, you need to check them out, my friends. It's the Kauffman Center of Performing Arts, of course. The executive chef, Laura Comer. We thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Kimberly, pass the dessert, please. Nope, sorry, I'm not going to.
No, I knew. You've got your hands wrapped around
it's closer to me, baby.
Hi, this is Kimberly Stern with Live from Jasper's Kitchen. Did you know that Hen House has a full-service copy machine in
Kimberly?
The store? Is that what you were doing? You were copying?
No.
You were at the copier?
I was taking photos of the strawberry cake by the copy machine. Now, Kimberly, if people go online right now to our Facebook page, they can see the photo that you and I have posted of my pie and your pie.
And that is not your pie. Did
Kimberly,
you post that one? That
wait. Is... Wake up.
Not your pie.
Smell the strawberries, lady. You're behind. I don't know what you were doing all night long.
Oh, boy.
But this chef was a strawberry pie man.
Okay.
Kimberly, what a great show we just had. Was that something?
A fantastic show.
I'm out of breath. I'm still out of breath after making those strawberry pies.
That's right.
And you're out of breath from eating those strawberry pies.
I'm just out of breath, period.
Come on.
I'm breathless.
Well, come on over because we have so many samples of strawberry pies for everyone to enjoy. I'm telling you, it's something else.
That's right. And now we're going to talk with Cheryl Bisbee.
Ooh, we have some boozy botanicals.
We do.
This is something else. I'm going to love talking to her and sharing some cocktails, maybe even something I can make for Mama tomorrow. Hello, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Kimberly, I don't know if it's always so good for your co-host to start off the morning drinking.
And you've already, that's like three quarters of the way gone, Jasper.
Well, no, there's a lot of foam in there from the eggs, the local eggs, I may add. Mm. From our producer.
So we have the guest who is going to talk to us about her line of boozy botanicals and her mixologist skills, plus the fact that you can use these botanicals in many more things than just cocktails. And I'm enjoying a club soda and the rose.
The classic rose simple syrup.
Yep. Oh, my, it's incredible. So Cheryl Bisbee, welcome to Live from Jasper's Kitchen.
Thank
We're
you for having
so,
me. This
she's
so much fun.
Looking bougie. Come on.
She's a doll. She's a doll.
You made another comment earlier about her, so.
I did.
You said she was like a Kansas City Real Housewife or something, didn't you?
Well, no, she looks like one of the New York City Real Housewives, and she looked at me and she said, I'm not a housewife.
Well, you got something
I'm
going on.
I'm peddling syrup.
Lady, let me tell you something, because you were at the restaurant a while back, just a week ago, and I was a little, you know, I get a little nervous. Because my cocktails, we're old school. You know, you order a gin and tonic. You order an old fashioned. Rick and the guy, Joe Goodfellow, he's like 95 now. They only make one style of cocktails.
Right.
But these boozy botanicals.
Opens up a whole new world.
Oh, for me right now, let me tell you.
So, Cheryl, tell us a little bit about the boozy botanical syrups.
Well, the boozy botanicals, it really got created when I fell in love with the craft cocktail scene. Going to all the restaurants and bars around town and the creative things that the bartenders were doing with their drinks. Maybe unlike your bar, Jasper, but it's a riff on an old classic. Mm-hmm. So you've got the gin and tonic. These bartenders are just doing phenomenal things with the drinks. So, you know, reading those cocktail menus and seeing what all the ingredients are that are going into this $12, $15 cocktail that I'm enjoying, I'm trying to figure out how to do this at home. I'm not a mixologist by trade. I've never worked behind a bar.
Really?
Nope. So I just started experimenting with syrups and wanting to get that craft cocktail experience, that kind of affordable luxury without having any of the experience and knowledge to do that at home.
Well, you really, I mean, I'm very honest. I know a lot of the bartenders around town and, of course, our friends from Brian, maybe from Manifesto and some of the guys from Justice and Rye, who spent a lot of time making their syrups, their wait a second. I want to make sure I say this correctly. Brushes? Is that right, Kimberly?
Shrubs.
I did it again.
That's okay.
That's a shrub. I'm sorry. I mean, okay. Hey, come on. Give me a break, you know? And they spent a lot of time doing this. And here
so
you
creative.
Have it now available to the public. And it's available a lot of places around Kansas City, even some Price Chopper markets here in town. But bringing it to the table, you could do a drink. Now, I have to say this, Kimberly. You're a little late today. Not a big deal. We're okay with that.
Okay.
She has been setting up for 35 minutes. We're not playing. You missed her with the egg doing my Ramos Gem Fizz.
Well, I assume you got a picture.
got a picture. Heck, I was drinking. I wasn't.
His glass is empty, Kimberly.
That's true. So, Cheryl, we talked at the top of the interview that the syrups are not just for making cocktails.
No.
And you were talking off air with Jasper about some fascinating ways you can incorporate these. And they don't have alcohol.
No, no. Yeah, these are mixers. They truly are simple syrups.
Yeah.
Instead of a 1-to-1 ratio sugar to water, I use a little bit more than a 1-to-1. So there's a little bit more sugar in it than a 1-to-1 ratio. Then I infuse the syrup with the different flavoring agents. I use all natural ingredients. Yeah. If I can't find an ingredient, then I can't make the syrup. There's no artificial flavoring. It's a great alternative to commercial sodas. If you're not using it in a cocktail, you can use it in tea, coffee, club
tea.
Soda. Oh yeah,
I love my tea.
The rosemary mint is fantastic, and just as a sweet tea.
You're making mixology easy, Kimberly.
That's it. Mixology made easy. That's boozy.
And baking, you can take this into the kitchen.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Okay, let me butt in.
Here we go. Here's Walt.
Here, you've got to try this one.
Wait, I haven't tried that one. Three peppers, Kimberly. I'll be honest with you. I would not try this. I'll be honest.
Try it, Jasper. Okay. A lot of people don't want to try it, and then they and they end up liking it. This is a blend of jalapeno, serrano, and Anaheim peppers.
Ooh, just
this
the
is.
Smell.
I do use fresh peppers for
this
syrup.
Wow, you hit it there with the smell, Kimberly.
This one's really fun to cook with.
Okay, that's it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That one's good on ice cream, too, Jasper.
Wow. Now, I'm thinking... Maybe with barbecue or something like this.
Well, I'll put it in my marinara.
No kidding.
Shut up. I put it in chili. I've done a little caramelized onion, mushroom, carrots.
My sister-in-law makes a jalapeno sauce to die for. Oh, yeah. I'm getting her a bottle of this. That's it right there.
So, how did you get started? I mean, what's your background? You're not a mixologist.
No.
I actually
practiced law for 23 years.
Okay.
Drank a lot of cocktails.
And so took care of a lot of people who drank a little too many cocktails.
Well, this is a second career for me.
So this is a next chapter in your life.
Yep.
Of course, you said you spent a lot of time doing R&D,
yep.
going around to different bars and kind
love
of
that doing, R&D.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
No, I stepped away from the law because I've always wanted to have my own business. I've always been kind of a foodie. I feel like I missed my calling. I wish I would have gone the food or restaurant direction. But this is something that I loved, and I'm passionate about delicious food. I love making food and making drinks, and that's what I enjoy doing.
So, you know, Jasper, to me, you have the perfect recipe for these syrups, for Boozy Botanicals. They could have very easily have become, tasted like a rose. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Too florally or something. So you just struck the right balance across
the
board.
Is something else.
Yeah.
The scent of a woman.
Okay. Yes,
a lot
Jasper.
Of men like the rose syrup, Jasper. But
that's
that
why
is
I'm
something.
Here. I'm like Ed McMahon. I just make
that
the
is something
jokes.
That I really wanted to do a little bit different. I wanted to stay away from the shrubs, or I wanted to stay away from fruit syrups because I felt like that was available to the market.
Right.
I wanted
you,
to bring something
like
that wasn't
I'm not
available.
Kidding you. The shrubs to me, I don't like the vinegar. I don't like that flavor. This, I'm hitting them. I'm going for the. What's that one? Oh, my gosh. So I didn't see the lavender.
You want to try the lavender?
So could this you is do a, some snow cones?
Absolutely.
With this? Do you
have anything you want to add?
Snow cones.
Anything you want to add a little bit of sweet and a little bit of flavor to. This next one is a lavender Earl Grey, and I use Earl Grey tea from Hugo Tea.
Lisa would love this.
So
Earl
local.
Grey.
Oh, yeah. I try to keep it local. A lot of these ingredients I can't get
local. Okay, well,
how about
the botanical? I mean, yes, the botanicals. How about the herbs? Do you ever grow anything?
Oh,
I grow, just in my backyard,
mint,
my pots.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, this
was
my very first, very first syrup in my kitchen was my rosemary
See, I would
mint.
Go, first of all, for the rosemary mint, and then I would go for the rose. I would never go for the three peppers. Now, I'm taking the three peppers. I'm all over this three peppers.
You're over the whole collection.
Yeah, I'm shaking.
You are shaking, Jasper. You're not standing up.
The pepper
shaking.
Syrup is
you
delicious in sangria, too.
Really?
A red sangria or a white sangria.
I'm thinking
really
of icing on that, like a little cupcake for Memorial Day.
It's delicious in a cake. Yep.
Popsicles,
barbecue.
Granitas.
Where are you getting this at, popsicles and granitas
I'm just thinking,
and snow cones? You're right.
Summer's coming up. I don't
How
know.
Creative.
So, Cheryl, we can go on your website,
yep.
which is?
Lots of recipes on boozybotanicalskc.com.
And, of course, you're sold all over. You're sold in Prairie Fire and Overland Park, Corinth Mall, Prairie
all
Village.
All the made in KC stores.
Briarcliff, Urban Provisions. The Culinary Center, Cellar Rat Wine, in a yoga center. I like that.
Well, the girls should be having that with
there
their yoga.
There you go.
It's healthy.
So we want to have you on again as you develop more recipes, and I'm sure you're in the kitchen developing more flavors.
Well, actually, I am going to be coming out with a new flavor. It's a vanilla allspice. I'm working with some of the coffee shops around town that want to bring an alternative vanilla syrup to their lattes.
Okay. I like that mix.
That one's not on the market yet.
Okay. That's a good one, Kimberly, to get a hold of Danny on that one.
That's right.
Mixology Made Easy sweet syrups infused with flowers, herbs, and spices. This is handcrafted in small batches, Kimberly. That's what we're all about.
That is.
And we're supporting local here. Make your cocktails, your coffee, your tea, your soda, lemonade, yogurt, fresh berries, cake, frosting, vinaigrettes, marinades, and sauces with this beautiful Boozy Botanicals. Gotta pick my jar, Kimberly. I don't know which one I'm gonna get.
I do.
This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
Enjoying some botanicals, boozy ones, that is, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Pass the bottle, Miss Kim.
When I grow up, I want to be Jasper.
You like that, Miss Kimberly?
I don't know, Mark. I would think twice about that.
Well, I guess I could be Kimberly if I wanted.
There you go.
But we have to thank Mark Andrews back in the studio with the whole KCMO team who gets this show on the air.
That's right.
When we're out prancing around, dining around, having fun.
Do you prance?
I prance, I dance, I lance, I hands. What the heck?
Hey, you know, tomorrow, of course, is Mother's Day. We see people snapping up flowers, all sorts of things for their mom, sister, grandma, whomever, their moms. And Brabelia's Roost, their wife, Brabelia's Roost, Gary, over on at 8725 Metcalf, is having a Mother's Day version of its Granny's Sunday Feast.
Ooh.
It's a great buffet.
A buffet. Yeah. I like that. But look, it's on the menu here. Chicken, pasta, salmon, oven roasted chicken, of course.
Wow.
Kimberly, wait.
Burn-ins,
look at this.
Fried shrimp.
Carved roasted pork.
Yeah.
Prime rib.
And, of course, lots of desserts.
Burn-ins.
It's only $23.95 adults, $10.95 Mommy's Angels, which you were, Jasper.
Oh.
10 and under, 3 and under are free. You can call Brabelia's Roost for reservations or questions. And we hope you have a good day tomorrow, Gary.
That's right. And make sure you tell them that Kimberly and Jasper sent
you. That's right.
Well, Kimberly, you know, we're here at the Hen House Market. Just finished the first ever live strawberry pie making
smackdown.
That's right, the smackdown, the throwdown. And you know, Kimberly, she was like right there the whole time,
except when we got the big piping bag. That piping bag, a gorilla could have used that.
Kimberly, it cost
my tiny little hands.
It cost me. I put him up to that. I'm sorry, I'm gonna admit it. I can't keep going on like this. I'm gonna tell him. I'm not gonna lie to you, it was a little stopped up in the bottom.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. I feel bad.
Yeah,
Jasper. I'm not going to say I'm a strawberry loser. It's like I'm a pork loser all the time, but I'm giving in on this one.
All right.
I did not
wait until
win.
Next year,
I did
Betty.
Not win fairly.
Wait until next year.
But I won! Kimberly, you have a great guest with us today, here.
We are. We're live with Jacob, Chef Jacob. Chef Jacob Poloco.
Yep. Pleasure to be here.
Good morning. And you are here to talk to us about a very popular event that happens every May. This year it's May 21st under the 12th Street Bridge, right?
Wow. That's correct.
Cook for Courage. You've participated several times, but this is the first time you're participating under the flag of your own restaurant.
That's correct. We're here with Ape Restaurant, a new concept that opened in December on 39th and State Line. It's Thai food, and we were referred to this event, and I couldn't be more excited. I've worked it before with Port Fonda and the Rieger, and it's some pretty stiff competition.
So you're one of five local chefs.
That's correct.
And it is stiff competition. Katie Van Lucien and I judged last year, and we were shocked. I mean, it was a tough judging.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've prepared our staff for when the blue ribbons and the cardboard cutouts of me start rolling
well,
in.
Well, Chef, that's what I'm talking about right now. You have to be ready now.
Yeah.
I know we have 60 million some plus listeners across America. So you know these other guys are listening right now and wondering what you're going to cook. You don't want to give too much away right now.
That's true.
You don't have long sleeves on, but keep nothing. Don't let anything.
Come on. So don't be intimidated by these other guys.
So the other chefs that are participating, Clark Grand of the Capitol Grill, Matt Nichols of JJ's, Bobby Stearns of Ophelia's, Martin Woods of Newport Grill. And, of course, what does it support? Because it's a terrific organization.
I'm pretty partial to the Child Protective Services. My mom worked for the state of Missouri in the Department of Social Services Children Division as a social worker, and my brother was actually an investigator in the same division, too. So, the CPC serves about 800 children annually from around the area, and they just give children a voice that are being abused, and it really is a great organization.
That's
We're very happy to support them.
So the there's a VIP party, which starts at 5. Judging starts at 6. No. Tickets are only $100. And let me tell you, Jasper, you get your fill of food.
Wait a second. What? I just heard it. There's a VIP party beforehand, so you know where Kimberly's going to be.
VIP party.
I know it already.
And tickets are still available.
Yes, they absolutely are.
People can they buy them at the bridge?
I think they can buy them at the event, assuming it's not sold out, and beyond that, they can get them off of Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Or they can go online to cpckc.org.
This is really something else, though. Smoking under the bridge. Yeah. Imagine seeing the smoke when you're going downtown.
Isn't it fun, Chef? I mean, the whole setup down there is really cool. There's really no other event like it in
Kansas City
as far as the venue.
I've done a lot of events in town, and it's one of my absolute favorites. The cause is great. The vibe is really nice, and you get the perfect crowd for something like this. It's chef-driven concepts.
So you just kind of gave us a glimpse into your past career. Where did you cut your teeth, your culinary teeth?
Well, I worked at The American, was my first Kansas City gig.
Wow.
And,
it's a
that
good
was,
first gig.
Absolutely. I got hired on by Debbie Gold, and she was fantastic, and I got to work with her. And since then, I've worked at the Rieger and at Port Fonda, and now opened my own concept.
So why Thai?
So growing up, when I was in high school, I worked at a Thai restaurant. Yeah. Started out as a dishwasher and graduated to butcher and graduated to the wok station and then went to culinary school and pursued fine dining, but always kept Thai food in the back of my head.
And I have to ask you, the name itself.
Yes.
Where'd you come up with the name at?
So Ape is a cooking method in northern Thailand where they wrap an ingredient in banana leaf and slow grill it over charcoal. And so that's kind of what this comes from. It's always a surprise when you open it up, and hopefully that's how the restaurant is with our seasonal menu. It's always a surprise when you come in.
And Ape is not spelled like Ape. It's spelled A-E-P, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, spelling's a little different.
Yeah. And you've got quite a happy hour that people like. Tell us about it.
Yeah, our happy hour is pretty special. It's from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, and we basically have half price on a lot of the selective menu items. And then some really great drink specials and cocktail specials.
Well, I want to know something. Now, we said we're not going to talk about this, though, because all these other chefs and 60 million listeners across America right now. But will it have a little Thai influence in your ribs? Mm.
It'll have a Southeast Asian influence. It is derived from an Indonesian recipe. Ooh. I won't disclose too much.
Okay. A little spice?
A little spice, absolutely.
Mm. So did you travel in Thailand?
Yes, I've been to several countries in Southeast Asia.
No kidding.
Yep, try to go before every menu change, but it's always been a passion.
This is what we, Kimberly and I always talk about. The scene, the dining scene in Kansas City has changed so much. These young chefs, you talk about cutting their teeth around town.
Yeah.
And now what they're doing with their own restaurants. And if you would have, 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, compared to now, and chefs like you, I mean, I commend you because I'm telling you, it's really something you're bringing on the scene right now.
I really appreciate that.
It's amazing.
Had a lot of great mentors.
So where's your passport going to be stamped next?
I'm going to Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore next.
No kidding.
Yep, in August.
And like Jasper, when he travels internationally, I'm sure you're taking notes, snapping pictures, and I bet you can't sleep at night because your head is just whirling with new ideas.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
A couple weeks before I leave, I feel like I've already mentally left. And then it's hard to come back when you're back.
And that's what I do. I know beforehand I have my bucket list and things I need to get, things I want to taste and make an adventure of. Kimberly and I are going to Cuba in October. We're going to bring the live from Jasper's Kitchen show there.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
I'm already thinking about different things that we're going to do there, Kimberly. You can imagine a young chef like him.
I know.
Because I'm way past being young.
Well, I don't know about that, Jay, but yeah. Jacob is younger than you.
A little bit.
So, Jacob, again, Cook for Courage is next week under
yes,
the 12th Street Bridge.
That's right.
People can still buy tickets.
Absolutely. And they should. It'll be a great event.
And they should. Because it's supporting a great cause, and you get such a wide variety of barbecue. Very creative.
Yes, it's chef-driven, so it's not your smokehouse ribs. It's a lot of, innovative moves.
Yeah.
And we didn't mention, and we need to very quickly, about all the breweries involved. We're talking Boulevard Brewery in Kimberly.
Yeah.
Cinder Block.
And the celebrity judges. We've got former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Trent Green, who, of course, is a friend of ours. Chef Patrick, KSHB Morning News anchor Lindsay Shively.
And Alex Smith will be there. Our Kansas City Chiefs quarterback right now.
And he was back. He was there last year. Judged. And Tanner and Jade Tolbert from Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, they get to vote on their favorite ribs and the brew. It doesn't get any better in Kansas City. I mean, you think about this. Brewery, barbecue, that's Kansas City, and it's the time of year to enjoy that.
For a great cause. Jacob, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and talk.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we wish you the best at your restaurant. It's Ape, A-E-P, and the address is?
1815 West 39th Street.
Make sure you go over and visit them and tell them Kimberly and Jasper sent you.
There you go.
Kimberly, it's been a great pie-making day with you, my friend.
I have had so much fun. Honestly, I thought we were going to need, like, full-body suits to do this.
Kimberly,
I thought it was going to be messy.
Because you didn't do your homework.
I guess
not. Next time, come prepared. My friends, we wish you a wonderful weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas, Miss Kimberly.
Absolutely. Happy Mom's Day.
Well, thanks for listening to Live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.